Hey there, this is Trish, and I'm one of the co-hosts of Connect, Inspire, Create, the podcast. My co-host Carol Clegg had the awesome idea to start recording quick bites of wisdom that we can each share from our respective professional backgrounds. I'm a practicing life wellness coach with a focus on self-awareness, or more plainly speaking, I practice and share tools for being focused, being intentional about our days, and practicing being fully present in our now, whether it's at work, out running errands, and especially when we're spending time with our family and our friends, because our now is truly all we have, and so we should enjoy it. So 2 weeks ago, I'm driving home from a visit with my dear friend Colleen in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And I am listening to a podcast episode about random acts of kindness. And then the next morning, while I'm having my coffee, I come across an article. And again, it's on the mental, emotional, and physical benefits of random acts of kindness. So with all the divisive energy in our world right now, I decided that this is the perfect time to spotlight this very healthy practice. And in each episode of the Science of Happiness podcast that I was listening to, a guest is invited to practice what they call a greater good in action, something intended to boost their own well-being and that of another person. And in this particular episode, episode 74, the guest is tasked with bestowing 5 simple daily acts of kindness. So he begins his day with a quick stop at his local Starbucks. And with each action item in mind, he goes about his day. He greets a homeless man. He decides he's going to buy him a cup of coffee and a breakfast burrito. Then he sees somebody struggling to move furniture into their apartment. So he stops and offers to help them. He gets home later in the day and he calls his mom. That turns into going and buying her groceries, delivering them, even visiting with her for a while. So you can see how this works. I'm sure you've all done this thousands, if not tens of thousands of times in your life. The difference here is it's intentional. This random act of kindness that I'm learning about, that I'm sharing with you today, it's about intentionality. Maybe you wake up in the morning and you say, today I'm going to bestow 3 random acts of kindness on someone. So it's the intentionality that lets you enjoy it, the joy of seeing what's around you, stopping long enough to be aware, and really make a decision to see someone, to help someone, to show that you care. And these intentional random acts of kindness really do expand our abundance, and they bring awareness to our now. They let us play an active part in the truth, which is that we really are all in this together. And then one side fact that I learned that I thought was so cool is that research from Emory University shows that when you're kind to another person, your brain's pleasure and reward centers light up as though you were the recipient of the good deed instead of the person giving it. And this phenomenon is called the helper's high. I thought that was really cool. Acts of kindness also increase your body's oxytocin, your serotonin levels. They can produce a sense of calm and stillness in your day. And they've even been shown to gradually reduce blood pressure. So here's an action item for you if you choose to accept it. See if you can find 5 acts of kindness to give today, or maybe a couple every day for 1 week. It could be for a stranger, for a friend, one of your coworkers. And the great thing is they don't even need to know that it's you giving the act of kindness. How fun would it be to surprise someone? But the key is for it to be intentional so that you can enjoy the process, make the decision of doing the act of kindness, and then really enjoy the outcome, really, you know, feel the feelings of doing good things for people and being in the moment. So this is Trish. I'm a life wellness coach at healthylifemindset.com. And that's my 5-minute quick bite for you today. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.